race, no matter what you spent. You had to deal with insults where the president was not too cool. He laughed at you on the debate stage when you stood there on a stool. You wasted cash, you were never gonna win. Now you have to go and donate to Crazy Joe Biden. And you had some big ideas, but you are really small. You realize, Mike, that last Tuesday wasn't super after all.
It is 2 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM, your home for the finest in political parodies. 3 minutes now after 7.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Just checking current conditions out at the airport. These reports come in once an hour, so yeah, we're at 55 now. Not raining at Maxwell or Montgomery Danley. Prattville, let's see, where is it raining? Greenville is reporting light rain right now. Selma's reporting light rain. So showers and thunderstorms will continue mostly this morning, and mainly showers. The thunderstorm part, southeast Alabama. Boy, oh boy, did they have a big hailstorm this morning around Enterprise, Ozark, into Barber County. Big hail on the ground in that area early this morning. High today around 60. The showers taper off, I think, after lunchtime, if not before. Then clearing tonight, low 44. Tomorrow, the sun returns, high around 60. We'll be in the 30s Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, beautiful sunshine. And gosh, do we deserve this? Of course we do. Low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. We'll be in the low 70s on Monday. I think most of Monday's dry. More rain, of course. Monday night to Tuesday and .. Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on. Just to get some more rain in here. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 55 at 7:04. I'm going to talk to you about Montgomery Paint and Body. As you know, I've been many times over the years, the last 30 years, I've been a customer. And I'm in a rental car right now here at Blue Water because guess where my car is? At Montgomery Paint and Body. It was raining yesterday. The roads were slick. And I had an encounter with a telephone pole. So it was, the pole, say a prayer for the pole because the pole's gone. And say a prayer for the car. We'll see if Brandon says, I'll do my best to fix it. I said, I know you will, Brandon. He was shaking his head as he looked at it, though. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But Montgomery Paint and Body, it's a no-brainer. It's kind of funny. So you know, when you get in an accident, this you're flustered. Listen, I was jelly. I'm waiting for the policeman to arrive. He was great. And then they're waiting for the tow truck, and I'm thinking, oh gosh, I need to look up the phone number for Montgomery Paint and Body. You idiot. You talk about it every day. It's 27-REC with a W. 27-REC with a W is the phone number.
Well, you were going through some stuff.
I know. I was. What is the phone number? Oh, yeah. It's 27-REC with a W. But I called, and I immediately talked to Brandon. I mean, Brandon picked up the phone and said, hey, you're about to get my car. There's a tow truck's going to be arriving. He says, okay, no problem. We'll take care of it. And I called my insurance company, and I mentioned Montgomery Paint and Body, and they said, perfect. They are. Oh, we work well with them. I said, I know you do, because I've been down this road before. So anyway, go to the people that I trust and have trust for many years, because I know if it is fixable, it's going to be perfect when I get it back. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
So tomorrow, maybe we'll find out if... if it's fixable.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, gosh, and I just had something really important to pass. Oh, when I make a mistake on this show, I own it. I'm not like a newspaper where they make up a complete lie, put it on page one, and then a week later they put their correction, you know, in between the classified ads like it never happened.
Right.
So when I make a mistake on this show, I own it. And last hour, Jay said that Phil Collins would not be singing on this Genesis tour, and he was wrong. So we apologize for any inconveniences may have caused.
Okay. I get what you're doing now.
So Phil is or isn't?
He's going to be with him?
He's going to sing. He's not going to drum.
He's going to sing, and his son's going to do the drummer.
So it won't be like a vacant Genesis. Peter Gabriel won't be part of it. And frankly, one of my favorite all-time songs is Sledgehammer. Will they do that, or is that no? That was
his solo work. That wasn't even Genesis.
This is his son on the drums right there.
Looks a lot like Phil.
Yeah, sort of.
With a lot more hair, although he's combing it over the way Dad did at the same time.
All right, makes a lot more sense to have a Genesis tour now.
Look, there's got to be a Phil.
And guess who corrected us? Wiley Poundstone, Mr. Limburger Cheese.
Sorry.
Us? Didn't correct us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get it.
You're alone in this.
I'm feeling it. You wanted me to feel alone? I am feeling very alone.
Well, with your familiarity with buses, I figured I'd throw you under one.
I had it coming. I deserve it. I'm very sorry.
Well, I just asked because I didn't actually know. I was like, wait, if Phil's not going to do this, what's the point in calling it a Genesis tour?
Yeah.
Right?
And why would he be okay with his son going out on tour with his old band if he's not going to go out on tour? Unless he had health issues, but I have no idea.
Or was mad at somebody.
But he wouldn't let his son.
Now, will they do some of Phil's solo work? That would be nice.
Yeah.
In the air tonight. Even seeing his son do the drums.
Did that. All right, we have random facts coming up, and it'll be... We'll open it with a convoluted intro that I'm actually kind of excited to be doing, although not so much after humiliating myself.
Don't let it drag you down. Don't let it...
It would have taken me 10 seconds to double check that. Instead, I went with my gut, and my gut was wrong. And I'm embarrassed.
Well, you had the article right there in front of you, so I thought, oh, wow, that's going to suck. You know, but it's not going to be a part of it.
9 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM, we got your local news, and then back with Random Facts.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling policy will meet for the first time today. The group will gather information to help her, the legislature, and Alabama voters understand how a possible expansion of gaming would impact the state. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chair of the study group. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee approved a bill to change the pistol permit system. This bill would create a new statewide database for pistol permits. Right now, sheriffs keep track of the permits. This bill now heads to the Senate floor for debate. And road closures could be on the horizon with expected rainfall totals. Officials say due to rising water levels, the Emerald Mountain Expressway will likely have to close later today. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
That's pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates. Well, see you later.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh purt. Good as fresh purt. I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Hey, great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh purt?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office.
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh purt. Try it.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On March 5th, 1658, the world welcomed little baby Antoine Cadillac. The founder of the city of Detroit had an unusual welcome into the world.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. It's a brand new Cadillac.
Antoine Cadillac, a star is born.
And now,
Antoine, two, three, it's time for
Random Facts.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Now you know why I was excited. Antoine. That's a moment of redemption after screwing up the Genesis story.
Antoine, two, three. Did you know licked envelopes can yield sufficient DNA to provide a conviction?
That was the best.
And now you know why I use this random fact.
That was the best use of that drop ever.
Yeah, that. I mean, I've seen that on a lot of TV shows.
Yep.
Yep.
Get his DNA from the. Yep. There's a reason why I picked this one, which will become obvious as soon as I tell you the very first thing here. Did you know Rainn Wilson, also known as Schrute?
Yeah, Dwight Schrute. In fact, I just bought Janelle for her birthday a Dwight Schrute sun blocker for her car.
I don't know who that is.
It's from The Office.
Oh.
He's the maniac. And Rainn Wilson's a jerk. But, she sent me a link to this thing, so it wasn't very expensive.
So what about the licking of the... what about the envelope and
Rainn about licking Dwight Schrute?
Nothing about that. Just licking an envelope can provide.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a fact in and of itself. Oh. That's fact number one.
I got you.
Fact number two is that Rainn Wilson has a pet zonkey.
Zonkey? A zebra zonkey?
Half zebra, half donkey.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that was possible.
A pet zonkey.
I thought that's what happens when you get too messed up in college.
It should be the political symbol for the undecideds.
Zonkey.
Oh, I need you to do me a favor, Greg, for a later random fact. I need you to cue up Living in America.
Living in America.
Yeah. James Brown, Living in America.
Oh, sure.
Need you to cue that song up for later.
Watch how fast I can have that ready for you.
Well, I don't need it right now, but, you know. Did you know the deadliest known single animal attack, where an animal was provoked and was actually attacking people, happened in 2014.
Yeah.
When a hippo charged and capsized a boat, killing 13 people.
Wow.
Wow.
Some people were commenting that, what about when birds fly into the engines of planes and take those down?
Good point.
The bird. Well, that's just an accident. Birds aren't actually out to kill.
Right.
It's just something that happens.
Okay.
This was an animal actively attacking humans.
Wow.
Did you know, in 1957, a guy by the name of Lawrence Joseph Bader, no relation to Eddie that I know of.
Is that funny? That was the first thing I thought of.
Yep. He was a salesman from Ohio. He was a cookware salesman for the Reynolds Metal Corporation. Mm-hmm. From Akron, Ohio.
Gotcha.
He rented a boat about 14 feet, kissed his wife Mary Lou goodbye, and went on Lake Erie to go fishing. His boat was found the next day after a storm and had some minor damage, was missing an oar. He was finally declared dead in 1960. In 1965, possibly suffering from amnesia, no one really knows. There's a little bit of a...
skepticism.
Yeah, he had a lot of debt from his previous life.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was found in Nebraska as a TV announcer named Fritz Johnson, and he had created an entire other family.
Wow. I wonder if he was on the Fritz before he disappeared.
He was 20 grand in debt and in trouble with the IRS.
Oh.
Back with his wife in Ohio, he had three children with another on the way at the time. And he just up and went missing.
If you're trying to hide out...
Becoming a news broadcaster is not the way to do it.
Being on television is not a really low, low profile place.
Right?
Well, all the years, you know, you've done TV. I did quite a bit in South Florida. It's amazing the people that you'll hear from that you had forgotten about. Classmates.
Yeah.
Folks who were just traveling through.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Did you know, since 2015, the International Space Station has a custom-made zero-G espresso machine. It was jointly developed by Lavazza and the Italian Space Agency. It's called the ISS Espresso.
What they did with that? It's like, you know, Antoine 2-3.
It's very much like that. Yeah. The ISS Espresso.
Uh-huh.
It produces espresso in pouches, which can then be consumed with a special zero-G espresso cup.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But the K-cups for that baby are so damn expensive.
They just... You know,
expensive for the earthbound.
You fling them out in orbit when you're done. They just burn up on reentry. Did you know of the English sweating sickness?
Did not.
I didn't either. It caused profuse sweating and sometimes led to a rapid death. It remains a mystery more than 5 centuries later. Hmm. 500 years since we had the English sweating sickness. It raged for more than 60 years. The last major outbreak of the disease in England was recorded in 1551. After that, the English sweating sickness just simply vanished.
Hmm.
No idea what the cause was. Did you know, in Turkey, there is an abandoned housing development with 750 Disney-style mini castles.
Okay.
I'm going to try and bring up a picture here. Oh, wow. This is the town. Oh, God, please go away. Ugh. Oh, now throw that away. And let's pop up everything we can. There it is. The
mini castles.
Wow, that is wild.
Isn't it?
That's really
cool. It's a little weird, isn't it?
It's a little strange.
Yeah.
And
what country is that?
That is in, it's in Turkey.
Huh. That's not exactly a country I associate with Disneyland.
Modernu, Turkey?
Hmm. Are they occupied?
It's abandoned.
Well.
The Yerdelin brothers, construction entrepreneurs from Istanbul, riding a real estate boom, had plans to build more than 700 mini castles with turrets and breezy rooftop terraces. They were trying to draw in Arabs from the Gulf countries who loved to come to Turkey for its lush nature and Mediterranean climate. Business was brisk at first. Half the castles were sold. Then oil prices slumped, hitting the buyers. Then terrorist attacks, failed coup attempts, and what many experts say was unsustainable borrowing, cronyism, and huge public works projects with little economic return. Turkey's economy ground to a halt.
Huh.
And so it became abandoned. But it's still there. And there's a ton of them.
Yeah.
God. Anyway, break time coming up?
Yeah.
Coming up on Random Facts. We're going to talk about the Monster Mash.
Boris Pickett?
Yes.
Oh.
We're going to talk about James Brown's Living in America.
Living in
All ready
America.
To play.
It's a musical daily double.
Ah.
ding, 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 ding. The world's longest and heaviest carrot.
What is Random Facts?
And we're going to go to Cleveland for a Random Fact.
Cleveland?
Yeah.
Rochester.
Wow, we're going to travel, music, man.
Yep. It's all coming up.
I'm going to stay.
At 7:21.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Remember, school zones are in effect now. Watch out for buses and kids. And on the boulevard, we've got a lot of congestion at all of the major intersections. A lot of inbound traffic on 31 from Prattville, 231 from Wetumpka. We're seeing congestion at Redland Road and Jasmine Hill. Also, Troy Highway inbound on the East-South Boulevard. Please slow down, buckle up, and drive carefully. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Over the next 30, 45 minutes, that's going to be a lot more busy than it is now when we get that push out of Prattville just a little after 7:30 going on 7:45. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 a month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
Mr. Sandman.
On TV this morning, we talked about sleeping positions. And if you can't get comfortable in any position, this is the man you need to see. Mr. Sandman, how are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How's everybody down there?
Pretty good, all
right. And I say down there because I'm up in Nashville going to two different factories today, Sutherland and Jameson, looking at the new products again and finalizing my...
Our hearts go out to the people of Nashville and the weekend.
Yeah, it is bad up here. Well, I didn't go through any of the areas.
Right.
Most of the serious damage was
north of
Well, Nashville had a bunch of it. Yeah.
North
Some of
Delta.
It was, most of the deaths were east of Nashville, I think, about 80 miles, they said. But,
gotcha.
But factories, well, one of them was shut down because no power for a day, so my shipment's going to be a day late this week, but I can live with that. But I've got a lot of mattresses I've got to get rid of before my new inventory comes in. Seriously, good mattresses. I mean, these are not, you know, just little cheapo mattresses. I've got some really, really nice mattresses that I put up against anybody's in the world at bargain prices, some of them below cost. I've got to clear them out. We cleared out a bunch of them this last week, but got a bunch more to get rid of. I've got about 50 models I need to wipe out. I have twins, fulls, queens, and kings, great buys, a lot of beds and headboards. But if you need a mattress, if your child's sleeping on an old junky mattress that you gave, you know, hand-me-down from 20 years, 30 years ago, get them a good mattress so they can sleep well. And we've got the deals. We've got no-interest financing available with approved credit. And we've got it in stock. You can take it home with you today, or we can deliver promptly. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Got over 90 selections of mattresses in my two stores there on the Atlanta Highway. So, you know, you can find one you'll really like. Got hybrids, got memory foams, got latex, got all sorts of good things. So come see us, get a good deal, make me happy.
We would like to see that happen, Mr. Sandman. Thank you very much.
Thank you. See y'all later.
All right, we will continue with part 2 of Random Facts. And don't forget that $10 food outlet pop quiz question to follow, so pay close attention.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you live
live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy Multiple Personality Day. Maybe you're happy, but I'm in living hell.
It's also known as Dissociative Identity Disorder Awareness Day.
Oh, why don't you shut your pie hole, Mrs. Know-It-All?
Why don't you make me?
I don't make trash. I burn it.
I just want you to be happy.
And why do they keep shoving chocolate cake down my yapper?
Because it's Happy Multiple Personality Day.
Help me.
And now...
Hi, I'm JFK. No, I'm Bobby. And he is...
End of facts.
Let me just say this about that.
Well.
How do you follow up Ent 1, 2, 3?
That was good. That was really good.
Back to random facts. We're doing our musical daily double. Not ready for living in America yet, but we'll get there. Right. Monster Mash. Mm-hmm. You may or may not have known this, but Leon Russell played piano.
For Bobby Boris Pickett?
On the Monster Mash song, yeah.
And on that. So many other songs that you would not believe the list.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Leon Russell was known more as a musician and writer than he was as a perform. You know, doing his own
I went
song.
To see him in 72 at the Chicago Stadium, 18,000 seats, mm-hmm. sold out. And I don't remember much about the show. Tightrope was the only big hit he had.
Right, right. But
I do recall him saying, well, he participated in this and that.
He's played on a lot of songs.
Did you know the lead guitarist on James Brown's Living in America was so angry because his playing was completely buried in the final mix of the song? And do you know who played guitar on Living in America?
Oh, man, I know it's going to blow me away.
Probably not. Maybe, I don't know. Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, wow. Yeah, one of the great... I've seen him just in concert alone, you know. He's amazing.
Because somebody posted here, I went back to refresh my memory, and it is completely buried. There's a little bit of a rhythm strum, but no lead whatsoever.
Let's check it
in
out.
In the song.
Let's check it out.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
All right.
I hear that little bit of a thing in it. Yeah, all I hear is a little bit of that rhythm. I forgot that was for Rocky.
I feel good.
I was not expecting that.
I was having a multiple personality moment, a multiple personality day.
Did you know the world record for the longest carrot happened in 2016? It was 20 feet long.
Why do you think we care at all about this?
By the way, this comes from the website carrotmuseum.co.uk.
Oh, yeah. If you're ever in the UK, you got to go to the Carrot Museum.
And the Imperial War Museum. Those two, you've seen it all.
I mean, yeah. Stonehenge, it's not impressive. Nah. Go to the Carrot Museum.
It's just a bunch of rocks, you know, Stonehenge.
Yeah, the longest carrot was 20 feet and 5.9 inches long.
Wow.
The heaviest carrot.
I'd see the rabbit chewing on that.
Yeah, the heaviest carrot's out of Minnesota.
Minnesota.
September of 2017, 22 pounds, 7 ounces.
That is a big-ass carrot.
What's up, Doc?
That it is, yes.
I wonder if they make a carrot that big in
Alabama.
An inquiring rabbit wants to know.
The longest carrot, by the way, is not that impressive. Because
it's really thin.
It's very thin. The stem just, you know, goes way down into the ground. He was basically able to pull that out and keep the root intact as he pulled so that it would have that length.
Didn't have any girth.
The heaviest carrot, you can see the husband and wife holding the carrot here. It's a mangle of things, of different... I'm moving on, by the way.
You can see commercials on TV of guys holding bent carrots. Oh, my God. Never thought I'd live long enough to see that.
And finally, why don't we make things better by going to Cleveland?
Okay. Best location in the nation.
I heard other things.
Well, that's their tagline.
Did you know that until 1964, Cleveland's Terminal Tower was the second tallest building in the world when it was completed? Mm-hmm. It stood as the tallest building in North America outside of New York City from its completion in 1930 until 1964.
On the Cleveland skyline, it is still the most prominent, iconic building.
We stayed at the Stouffer Hotel, right nearby there.
Yeah. Why is it a Terminal Tower? Why is it called
that? Why was it called that?
Sounds a little ominous.
I'll bet it was originally over their train.
That's what I'm thinking, obviously. It's a train terminal. Other than terminal, like, illness or terminal something.
But, you know, all the scenes in Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Shot in downtown Cleveland.
No kidding.
You know, when they're shopping and
you see
the May Company and all that on that shot in downtown Cleveland.
Where was that supposed to take place at?
In Illinois, around Chicago.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right. Those are your random facts.
All right. Rich and Jay are going to get together and caucus on a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Let me caucus with you about this week's food outlet specials. Now, let me just say this. Everything in the store is cost plus 10.
Say this about that.
So whatever I feel good.
That didn't take, you were just going through your personalities today.
Ooh, look at this, boys and girls. Ribeye steak. ribeye steak, $7.88 a pound. That's nothing to sneeze at. Because here's what I suggest you do. Go to Food Outlet once if you haven't been. And look at what you pay in the meat department, dairy, bread, everywhere. Compared to what you're paying in the chain stores, because they've got you in an illusion thinking, well, there's more of these, so therefore they have better buying power and offer lower costs, and that is not true. I figure just without a single coupon, I save $600 to $800 a year doing my big weekly grocery shop at Food Outlet. And when I have to go to one of the other stores for a quick stop, I do some reconnaissance shopping, and it's jaw-dropping how much they want. Like, Bluebell ice cream bars, box of those is $2.74. That's $4.99 at the chain stores on a good day. Honey Nut Cheerios, $1.97 for the big box. You're probably close to $3 or at least $4 on something like that. USDA, back to the meat department, USDA split chicken breast, 99 cents a pound, and one dozen Surefine large eggs, a buck. So if you win the $10 food outlet gift certificate, you can get yourself 120 eggs, large eggs, at food outlet. Big savings in the fresh fruit and vegetables as well. Try it. I've been a food outlet shopper now for 7 years. Every Sunday morning at 7:30, I'm at Coliseum Boulevard. And I know many of you are regulars at the locations in Millbrook and Prattville for food outlet. Okay, boys and girls, they're ready, if you are, with today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a place that had 700 or so Disney-style mini castles. It's an abandoned town. But what country is it located in? That is what we're looking for. Give us a call, 272-9228.
272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. Everybody that calls qualifies for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawings. 7:30.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Another check on the highways, and it is getting really busy now. That push into town on I-65 and 85. We've got heavy traffic and slow traffic from Mount Meigs past Chantilly Parkway to Taylor Road. We're seeing that early morning slowdown at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook on I-65 southbound. Got slow traffic across the Alabama River Bridge. We're seeing a lot of traffic on 231, and we've got a big slowdown at Jasmine Hill, Redland Road, a lot of congestion at those red lights. East South Boulevard, very busy as well. No accidents into us to report to you at this time. However, traffic is getting very, very heavy on 65 and 85 into downtown Montgomery. Please use caution, buckle up, and drive safely this morning. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we're going to give Holly first shot at today's pop quiz question. Holly, good morning.
Hey, how are y'all? Hey.
We're good. How are you?
Doing well. Driving to work in this rainy weather.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Another rainy day. What do you think? What is the country where all these, where that town is located with all the Disney mini castles?
Turkey.
You got absolutely it. Correcto.
Give it a look. Thanks. when you finally get to where you're going.
I actually was about to say I'm going to have to see this because my daughter would probably love to see it.
It is pretty cool.
It's a little on the creepy side how many are there.
It's completely
abandoned.
Yeah.
You know, it's ghost town.
Oh. But gosh, it looks like it'd be a fun place if it was in a country with a great economy like ours.
Yep.
So, we appreciate you listening. We're glad you won. And hang on. We can talk to Jay here in just a second.
Call him Jamin. He likes that.
Jamin. Here's Bill. Bill, thank you for trying.
All right. Hey, appreciate it. Hey,
appreciate
have a good
you,
day.
Take care.
Take care.
Good morning, Don. Sorry you missed.
Hey, I had a question for you guys.
Jay?
Where's Rusty's little skits that y'all used to do?
The what?
Rusty's little skits he sent in.
Oh, the show, the top of the hour stuff. A lot of it just didn't apply anymore, right? They were just became outdated.
I thought he was doing new stuff.
Well, he's been busy. He does the show with David Ernest every evening after
half
an hour.
Oh, okay. The money man, right.
So, but I don't doubt at some point we'll probably be re-featuring Rusty's Genius.
He's not going to go away.
No.
I guess.
I'm glad you asked. Rusty, I hope you're listening. So we should get together and kick around some ideas. Coming up next on News Talk 93.1 FM, Animal Stories First.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yeah, I'm looking at these nice rain bands coming through the river region right now, especially, it's raining at Maxwell right now, and I can see that cell. And then across the river into Millbrook and Blue Blue Ridge. And, you know, the risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but I think mainly showers will continue till about, let's say, lunchtime. The showers then taper off, move out of the state. High today around 60. We're around the mid-50s right now. Breezy, north winds 10 to 15, add a little bite to the air. Clearing skies, cooler tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, Friday, a bright object in the sky. Do not be alarmed. It is the sun. High temperature around 60. Should be nice to start to dry out again as the rivers continue to rise. The Alabama River now above flood stage will peak tomorrow at 41.7 feet. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, beautiful sunshine. It reminds me a lot of what happened last Saturday and Sunday. You remember that? We'll be in the low 60s Saturday, ditto. Upper 60s Sunday to maybe near 70, just like last week. Monday's high in the low 70s. I think we're dry most of the day and maybe some more rain. Sure. Bring on some more rain Monday night into Tuesday and dot, dot, dot. It looks like it could be potentially another wet week next week. Right now, northeast winds at 10 miles per hour. I mentioned light rain out at the Maxwell weather station out at the airport. It's 55 degrees now at 743. And Plumbing by Luke Wire, let me talk about them. Now, I consider myself fairly decent about most household things that I can take care of. You know, for instance, you know, anything technical, I can do that myself. But as far as plumbing, F, see me. I am just not good. In fact, I could make a plumbing problem worse if I try to attack it myself. So I rely on our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire. We all know that plumbing can pick the worst time to be a problem. They've been in business, well, the heating and air conditioning folks have been, Plumbing by Luke Wire has been around since 1976, but for over two decades, Plumbing by Luke Wire is second to none in the River Region. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So even on a weekend or even on a holiday, they're ready to take care of your problem. That's great to know. Get the whole house plumbing inspection, and then you'll know that there's not a big problem lurking, that you can go on a trip and not know that you're gonna come home to some major plumbing issue, which is just a terrible thing when you walk back into the house. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Coming up later this hour, animal stories. We have a wide variety of creatures, including a quacking kid that will make you laugh and smile.
It's going to make me quack up?
Yep. 744.
Business report. Investors are still jittery about the economic fallout from the coronavirus. European stocks retreated this morning, and Wall Street appears headed for more selling today. An airline industry group says canceled travel because of the coronavirus could cut up to $113 billion from airlines' business this year. The new forecast from the International Air Transport Association is more than triple its projection from 2 weeks ago. British regional airline Flybe ceased operations today because of the slump in travel. It was already struggling. Norwegian Air is scrapping its profit forecast for the year, and Southwest predicts a $200 to $300 million impact to its business. Discount retail chain Burlington Stores is reporting a better-than-expected quarter, though its forecast for the current period is disappointing. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Fox Nation is the streaming service celebrating America, and if you sign up now, you'll get exclusive stories of true justice all month long. Dive deep into the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart and the final hours of Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein's death was very convenient for a lot of people.
Relive America's most shocking crimes with Detective Mark Furman. Plus, our brand new daily show, Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
These are real people that need real answers.
True justice served all month long on Fox Nation. Get your first month for 99 cents when you go to foxnation.com and sign up now.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Road closures could be on the horizon with expected rainfall totals. Officials say due to rising water levels, the Emerald Mountain Expressway will likely have to close later today. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee approved a bill to change the pistol permit system. This bill would create a new statewide database for pistol permits. Right now, sheriffs keep track of the permits. This bill now heads to the Senate floor for debate. and Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling policy will meet for the first time today. The group will gather information to help her, the legislature, and Alabama voters to understand how a possible expansion of gaming would impact the state. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chair of the study group. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. And that is the time and the signal that it's time for Animal Stories. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Wolfman, bring us up to the vocal, please. We open with a trip to Walmart, where this little toddler you're about to hear has a knack for mimicry, pushing a toy called the Waddle Duck, and that's how it qualifies for Animal Story.
Okay.
The kid starts quacking just like Waddle Duck. Once more in slow motion.
That's the kid right there.
No, it seemed like a really good idea when I first saw the story. Moving along, a man dressed in a pink inflatable unicorn costume. And this is the scary part. I've been seeing lurking around Woodard Junior High School in Yuma. Now, I know we have people in America that believe that unicorns exist. In one photo, the unicorn is seen on a scooter. The school district says they're aware of the situation and confident in their partnership with the Yuma Police Department. A few students say the unicorn watches them as they're outdoors during PE. School officials can't do anything because it's off school property. That's kind of crazy.
I thought they were all in Area 51. No.
This isn't too far.
Okay.
Wildlife officers in Washington State said authorities were called to a home on a report of breaking and entering. And we've seen this kind of story a lot. Most often, though, in the northern tier states, this being Washington State. It's Wildlife said a woman was home alone. Give us the face, Rich. Summoned sheriff's deputies to her house when she heard a basement window shatter followed by loud noises inside the home. Deputies were dispatched and arrived to confront the burglar, surprised to find out the intruder was a young female deer that had crashed through the window. Two wildlife officers arrived and located the doe in the dark.
The doe in the dark.
Storage room, they were able to tranquilize the deer, transport it to a nearby field. After receiving a stern talking to for her mischievous conduct, she was not charged with breaking and entering. The doe was relieved to have only received a warning and trotted happily away. It's probably the unicorn guy wearing a deer suit. And tomorrow, you're going to hear a story about a wedding llama.
A wedding llama?
I'm trying to work at it, yeah. A wedding llama or llama.
What a tease.
752 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Each year, I know we kind of focus on the benchmark holidays that we shop for, but there's always a birthday or an anniversary, and sometimes they kind of sneak up on you. When you're in that situation and you want to get a nice quality gift, but you just don't want to throw money on something, the place to go is Brian Jewelry in Prattville. By the way, they have a wish list on their website. So if you would like to help a loved one buy the things that you're hoping to receive, you might want to drop that hint. Check it out at BrianJewelry.com. And don't forget, while you're at BrianJewelry.com, become a member of their club, because the first time you make a purchase exceeding $200, they'll knock $100 off the tab. That's a pretty good deal. They have an enormous selection of all types of gin. This month, it's aquamarine. They have a great selection of gifts featuring that particular stone, as they do every month for all the birthstones. And at Brian Jewelry, they also have a large variety of watches, some of which you can participate in the creation of. You can custom make it or customize it so it makes a statement to the person that you're shopping for. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with buying something for yourself. Brian Jewelry, they are almost seven full decades. Back when Prattville was a tiny little town and they were a tiny little store. But over three generations, it's all professional jewelry. In other words, if you can't find what you're looking for, they can create it. And there aren't too many options for that in the River Region. And, of course, a lifetime guarantee, care and cleaning on whatever it is you purchase. From Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. And, again, online at BrianJewelry.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking the highways for you. I-65 southbound. We've got slow traffic out of Cobbs Ford Road all the way past the 143 into the Northern Boulevard. Slowdowns on 85 southbound. Very slow traffic from Mount Meigs to Chantilly Parkway on over to Taylor Road. Another slowdown on 85 southbound from Perry Hill to Ann Street. We've got congested traffic on the East-South Boulevard, Troy Highway, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway. Very busy this morning. And we're still seeing a lot of congestion on 231 out of Wetumpka, Jasmine Hill, and Redland Road. Use caution. Buckle up. Drive carefully. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time, but a lot of heavy traffic everywhere this morning. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to CentralAlabamaWorks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we are at 7:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's play some games.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Experts say you should clean this once a week.
It's not that.
Yeah.
But you should. Yeah,
don't come up with an answer. I have to dump like dingleberries or something like that.
You should clean it once a week.
What is this item?
Okay.
That is not a part of your person that you should clean at least
once
weekly.
Once a week.
Especially now with...
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. With the world going out of its way to frighten you with that. So, and any guess is a good guess, because even if it's wrong, it qualifies you for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing tomorrow. We give away some really nice stuff. So our number is 272 9228, 272-9228 if you have a guess. Again, something that experts say you should clean at least once a week. And I would bet most of us don't.
I was just thinking, I can't remember the last time I...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, use it a lot, but... Not a, but, so it's not only a chance to make yourself to lead a healthier life. So we'll start queuing up some calls at 756-272-9228. Let's fill up the lines because I can be very boring when I'm not focused.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
How do you like this? We have people who are ready to play. And we're going to start with Connie. Connie, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What is this thing that that experts say we should clean every week?
I'm thinking like your phone, but I'm starting to think it should probably be more than once a week.
Yeah.
They say the phone is filthy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a germ fest, but that's not. But you're still in the grand prize drawing for tomorrow, and you can always call back with a second guest.
Thank you.
Diane.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, what do you think? What is this thing? Experts say we should clean weekly.
Microwave.
Oh, boy. Yeah, boy. The one at Blue Water Broadcasting is a science experiment.
It really is. It really is. Thanks. You are also in the end of the week grand prize drawing, 272-9228. Jeff?
Hey, good morning. How about the remote control?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I didn't catch it.
Remote control. No, that's not it, but that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a germy thing as well, and fecal matter and all.
Oh, fecal matter. not the remote control in the bathroom.
Jason.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
It's all right.
Good. What do you think? What's this thing that experts say?
I am going to guess toothbrush.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is a good one. It's just not the winning answer, but thank you for trying. 272-9228. Dave.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to guess.
Guess what's your name?
Toilet.
Yeah.
Bill?
It's a good one. That's a very good one.
272-9228. Bolt.
Good morning. How about computer keyboard?
Oh, yeah, boy.
That is a great guess.
Mm-hmm.
But just not the winning answer.
Not a good one.
Thank
you. I mean, not the winning answer.
Here's Bill.
Hey.
Hi.
How y'all this morning?
We're good, man. You know. What is this thing in our house that experts say we should clean every week? And most of us don't.
I'm thinking it might be a coffee maker.
Mmm. Boy, oh boy.
That's a good guess.
What year was ours cleaned downstairs?
When we took it out of the box.
I see.
In 2007.
What year?
Yeah, right.
2007, I believe, is how long we've had it. Unless they snuck a new one in while I wasn't looking. Thanks. Don.
Hi.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
How about a toothbrush?
That was guessed.
Yes. You got another one?
Okay. Another one?
Yeah.
The commode was guessed. I heard that.
Right.
Toilet.
Yeah.
That was guessed.
Yeah, it's
okay,
not the toilet.
How about the